Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin, the 11th Perek, Chelek.
The Zichu Maseches Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah.
So the three daves we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said, "Lo'olam al yavi adam atzmo lidei nisayon." A person should never bring himself to a test because David Melch Yisrael brought himself to a test and stumbled. David asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu why people saying davening, Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, but not Elkei David. Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him that he tested the avos, but not David. So David Melch said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, bechaneinim naseini, try me and test me." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he would and informed him the test would involve arayos. The Satan appeared to David like a bird who shot an arrow at it, exposing Bathsheba, who was bathing. He inquired after her, sent for her, and had relations with her, and she returned home. David said later, "Bachanti libi pakadata laila tzaraftani baltimsa." You examined my heart, searched by night, refined me, but did not find me pure. Zamosi ba yavor pi, let my scheming not cross my lips, meaning, ikus mama nafu bapume demandasanile. If only a muzzle would have fallen upon the mouth of my enemy, meaning himself, and had not said such a thing to ask to be tested. Point number two, the Gemara compares David to a socher kusi, a kusi merchant who sells merchandise in successive small amounts. David first requested some of his sins to be forgiven and asked for further forgiveness after each request was granted. After additionally accepting Yisurin for 6 months, his request for complete forgiveness for the incident of Bathsheba was granted. David asked, "Asei mi osu tova, make me a sign for good, but Yerusonai v'yeboshu, so my enemies will see and be ashamed to make known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven him." Hashem replied he would make it known during Shlomo's lifetime. When Shlomo built the base of Migdash and sought to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the gates attached to each other and wouldn't open. Shlomo recited 24 songs and was not answered. He said the psukim of Su Sha'arim Ashechem, lift up your heads, gates, but was not answered until saying, Hashem Elkim Atashe Panim Shichecho, Zachur Chazde David Avdecho. Hashem, God, do not turn away your anointed one's face. Remember the pieties of David, your servant. Then the gates immediately opened and David's enemies were humiliated. And all of Israel knew that Hashem had forgiven David for that sin. And point number three, the Gemara discusses Gehazi, the third Hediot, with no share in Olam Haba. Elisha, his teacher, went to Damascus to bring Gehazi back in tshuva, but Gehazi responded, "You taught me, achot machnias rabim, one who sins and causes the masses to sin, ein maspikim biyadu lasos tshuva, is not given the opportunity to repent." The Gemara provides several versions of how Gehazi caused others to sin. A brisa states, "Lom tehei smol doche b'yamin mekarevus." Always the left hand should push away, but the right should bring near to encourage the person to return. Unlike Elisha, shedachav hola Gehazi b'shtei yadayim, who pushed Gehazi away with both hands. The Gemara details the incident of Naaman, the Aramean general, who came to have his tzaras healed by Elisha while he was learning the parak of Shemona Shratzim. Elisha told him to immerse in the yarding, which angered Naaman, but he eventually did so and was healed. Naaman brought Elisha a gift which he declined, but Gehazi followed Naaman and told him Elisha wanted some of the gifts which he took and put away. When he returned, Elisha saw the tzaras of Naaman growing on Gehazi's head and forcefully rebuked him. Rasha, higia eis litol schar shmona shratzim, wicked one, has the time come for you to take the reward for learning perek shmona shratzim? May Naaman tzaras attach to you and your children forever. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rav said, "Lo'olam al yavi adam atzmo lidei nisayon." A person should never bring himself to a test because David Melch Yisrael brought himself to a test and stumbled. David asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu why people saying davening, Elkei Avram, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, but not Elkei David. Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him that he tested the avos, but not David. So David HaMelech said, "Ribbono Shel Olam, bechaneinim naseini, try me and test me." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he would and informed him the test would involve arayos. The Satan appeared to David like a bird who shot an arrow at it, exposing Bathsheba, who was bathing. He inquired after her, sent for her, and had relations with her, and she returned home. David said later, "Bachanti libi pakadata laila tzaraftani baltimsa." You examined my heart, searched by night, refined me, but did not find me pure. Zamosi ba yavor pi, let my scheming not cross my lips, meaning, ikus mama nafu bapume demandasanile. If only a muzzle would have fallen upon the mouth of my enemy, meaning himself, and had not said such a thing to ask to be tested. Point number two, the Gemara compares David to a socher kusi, a kusi merchant who sells merchandise in successive small amounts. David first requested some of his sins to be forgiven and asked for further forgiveness after each request was granted. After additionally accepting Yisurin for 6 months, his request for complete forgiveness for the incident of Bathsheba was granted. David asked, "Asay mi os v'tova, make me a sign for good, that you sonai v'yevoshu, so my enemies will see and be ashamed to make known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven him." Hashem replied he would make it known during Shlomo's lifetime. When Shlomo built the base of Mikdash and sought to bring the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the gates attached to each other and wouldn't open. Shlomo recited 24 songs and was not answered. He said the psukim of Su Sha'arim Ashechem, lift up your heads, gates, but was not answered until saying, Hashem Elkim Atashe Panim Shichecho, Zachur Chazde David Avdecho, Hashem, God, do not turn away your anointed one's face. Remember the pieties of David, your servant. Then the gates immediately opened and David's enemies were humiliated. And all of Israel knew that Hashem had forgiven David for that sin. And point number 3, the Gemara discusses Gehazi, the third Hediot, with no share in Olam Haba. Elisha, his teacher, went to Damascus to bring Gehazi back in tshuva, but Gehazi responded, "You taught me, Achotu machnias rabim, one who sins and causes the masses to sin, ein maspikim biyadu lasus tshuva, is not given the opportunity to repent." The Gemara provides several versions of how Gehazi caused others to sin. A brisa states, "Lom tehei smol doche b'yamin mekarevus." Always the left hand should push away, but the right should bring near to encourage the person to return. Unlike Elisha, shedachav hola Gehazi b'shtei yadayim, who pushed Gehazi away with both hands. The Gemara details the incident of Naaman, the Aramean general, who came to have his tzaras healed by Elisha while he was learning the parak of Shmona Shratzim. Elisha told him to immerse in the Yarden, which angered Naaman, but he eventually did so and was healed. Naaman brought Elisha a gift which he declined, but Gehazi followed Naaman and told him Elisha wanted some of the gifts which he took and put away. When he returned, Elisha saw the tzaras of Naaman growing on Gehazi's head and forcefully rebuked him. Rasha, higia eis lito schar shmona shratzim, wicked one, has the time come for you to take the reward for learning perek shmona shratzim? May Naaman's tzaras attach to you and your children forever. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Kuv Zayin, and this Simmer was suggested to us by Rabbi Baruch Halef from Baltimore, as well as by Kobe Melkin from Yerushalayim. They both suggested the Kuv Zayin is couscous, the Mediterranean dish. Couscous. So here goes. The king who failed a test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that didn't belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates at the mention of his name and was surprised to see the couscous chef suddenly push out a waiter with both hands for accepting a gift from a satisfied customer. Once again, some motion. The king who failed a test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous, that must be warned off. Kuv Zayin. The king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that David HaMelech wanted to be tested like the Avos, so he could be included in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and then tells how he stumbled with Bathsheba. So the king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates at the mention of his name, which reminds us, Gemara relates how David HaMelech was forgiven for his sin in stages, but was completely forgiven, as evidenced by Shlomo HaMelech, only being able to open the gates of the base of Mikdash by the mention of David's name. So the king who failed a test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that didn't belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates at the mention of his name, and was surprised to see the couscous chef suddenly push out a waiter with both hands for accepting a gift from a satisfied customer, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Gehazi, the third Hediot, with no share in Olam Haba. Elisha, his teacher, went to Damascus to bring Gehazi back in tshuva, but Gehazi responded, "You taught me, achotu umachnias rabim, one who sins and causes the masses to sin, ema speak miyado lasos tshuva, is not given the opportunity to repent." The Gemara provides several versions of how Gehazi caused others to sin. A brisa states, "Lom tehei smol doche v'yamin mekareves." Always the left hand should push away, but the right should bring near to encourage the person to return. Unlike Elisha, shedachav hola Gehazi b'shtei yadayim, who pushed Gehazi away with both hands because of the incident with Naaman, who Elisha cured from tzaras. So once again, the king who failed the test and was guilty of taking a bowl of couscous that did not belong to him was completely forgiven when the couscous restaurant opened their gates at the mention of his name and was surprised to see the couscous chef suddenly push out a waiter with both hands for accepting a gift from a satisfied customer. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Kuf Gimel. So the simmer Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. The evil owner of King of Kugels. Kugels? That must be more Daf Kuf Gimel. The evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his kugels intentionally and would not get a chelok in Olam Haba, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas if Menashe has a share in Olam Haba and if he did teshuva. Our Brisa states that Menashe repented for 33 years, yet he still has no share in Olam Haba. So the evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his kugels intentionally and would not get a chelok in Olam Haba, was consumed with anger when he saw his competitor bless his son, that he should not have a son who burns his dish in public, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the brachas that Shlomo received from David HaMelech, his mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One shot, a part of the bracha that David gave him was that you should not have a son or Talmud who burns his dish in public, meaning behaves destructively. So the evil owner of King of Kugels, who did not repent for burning his kugels intentionally and would not get a chelak in Olam Haba, was consumed with anger when he saw his competitor bless his son, that he should not have a son who burns his dish in public, and was jealous of his evil neighbor destined for Olam Haba because he made sure to always have kugel available for travelers, which reminds us that Micha is not listed as having no share in Olam Haba because he provided food to travelers. Daf Kuf Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Dalet is a code. So here goes. The detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code, that must be on Daf Kuf Dalet. The detective who cracked the two loaves of bread to discover the reason a city of Kohanim were wiped out, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan himself describes the importance of legima, providing food for travelers, in five ways. The fifth one being shkagaso olazadon. Its mistaken failure is accounted as willful because Rav said, if Yohanan had escorted Dab with just two loaves of bread when he fled from Shaul, then Nov, the city of Kohanim, would not have been killed. Doege Adomi would not have been banished from Olam Haba, and Shaul and his three sons would not have been killed. So the detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason the city of Kohanim were wiped out and that a bottle of free tears was code for Bechia Shalchinam, which reminds us, the Gemara darshans many psukim of Eicha, including Bechotiv Chebalaila, she weeps in the night. Rabbi Yochanan says the two weepings are about the destruction of the first and second base of Migdash. At night means al iske lail, because of matters which occurred at night. Because when Klal Yisrael wept on that night of the Meraglim's report, it was Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, atem bechisim bechiyah shel chinam. You wept a weeping without cause. Vani ekbal lechem bechiyah ledoros. And I will establish this day for you as a day of weeping for generations, because both Batei Migdash will be destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So the detective who cracked the two loaves of bread code to discover the reason a city of Kohanim were wiped out and that a bottle of free tears was code for Bechia Shalchinam shouted Eureka when he figured out that the deleted name from a list of kings with no share in Olam Haba was Shlomo HaMelech, which reminds us, Rav Ashi says, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol compiled the list for those with no share in Olam Haba. Rav says, Bikshu od limnos echad, they sought to enumerate one more, meaning Shlomo, on this list, until a baskel came and convinced them not to. Daf Kuf Hei, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker, so here goes. While the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack, that must be on Daf Kuf Hei, hacker. While the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, which reminds us, the Gemara infers that only the wicked Bilam will not come to Olam Haba, but other Goyim who are not wicked will come to Olam Haba, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yezer disagrees. So while the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, a Jew who left the Kodesh Baruch Hu saddled his donkey early in the morning, even though it was beneath his dignity, which reminds us, a Tana taught in the name of Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Ava Mivatel Shura Shel Gedula, love voids the standards of dignified conduct, as seen from Avram's actions, as the Pasuk says, V'yashkim Avram Baboker, and Avram arose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, indicating that Avram, out of his great love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saddled his donkey himself, which would normally be beneath his dignity. Sina Hatred does the same, as seen by Bilam, who woke up early in the morning to saddle his donkey to curse Klal Yisrael. So while the wicked non-Jewish Navi struggled unsuccessfully to figure out a way to hack his way into Olam Haba together with other non-Jews, a Jew left HaKadosh Baruch Hu saddled his donkey early in the morning, even though it was beneath his dignity, to teach others a great hack that even if one learns Torah and does mitzvahs lo lishma, he'll come to do them lishma. Which reminds us, Rav says, lom yasak adam b'torah b'mitzvah afilu shelo lishma. A person should always involve himself in learning Torah and performing mitzvahs, even if it's not for its own sake, but with ulterior motives. Shemitok shelo lishma bal lishma, because from doing so not for its own sake, he'll later come to do so for its own sake. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking a fine line, a fine cove. So here goes. The non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope. Tightrope? That must be on Daf Kuf Vav. The non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Bilam's advice in the incident of Benos Moav. He told them that the Jews' God is Sonei Zima, he hates immorality, and the Jews desire linen clothing. They set up tents, selling linen garments with an older harlot outside and a younger one inside, and the younger one offered a lower price. Eventually, they were ensnared to sin with idolatry and immorality with them. Bilam was eventually killed during a war with Midian where he had gone to collect payment for his services. He was killed with all four Mises Basin. So the non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold that he suggested be set up was delighted when he noticed one Talmud Chacham warning Torah while speaking Lashon Hara, which reminds the Gemara describes how Kodesh Baruch Hu rebuked Doeg. He said, when you reach the sections of murderers and those who speak Lashon Hara, Ma Tadorish Bahem, what will you expound about them since you're guilty of both? That pasuk continues, and bear my covenant on your mouth, teaching that Doeg's Torah study was only from the lips outward, but he didn't internalize its teachings. So the non-Jewish Navi walking on a tightrope over the encampment where linens were sold, that he suggested be set up, was delighted when he noticed one Talmud Chacham learning Torah while speaking Lashon Hara, while two others were asking questions about a tower floating in the air, when Rachman Aliba, boy, which reminds us, Rabbi Yami said that Doeg and Achitovel asked 400 questions about Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir, a tower which floats in the air, and not one was resolved. Rava said, Rabus Limiba, boy, is it greatness to merely ask profound questions of Torah without personal righteousness? El Kodesh Baruch Hu Liba, boy. Rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a person's heart, meaning his piety, more than a scholarship, as the Pasuk says, V'Hashem Yireh Lelevav. Hashem sees into the heart. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff do we learn that Rachman Aliba boy, Hashem wants a person's heart? That's on duff. Kuvav. Good. Number two, which duff do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu urged Yeravam to do teshuvah and walk together with him and David in Gan Eden? That's on duff. Kuvbeis. Good. Number three, which duff do we learn how it was shown that David HaMelech was completely forgiven when the gates of the Beis HaMikdash opened at the mere mention of his name? That's on duff. Kuvzayin. Good. Number four. Which daf do we machlok is whether non-Jews get Olam Haba? That's on daf. Kuvhei. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Kiva learned that Chaviv and Yisurin from Menashe doing teshuva because of his suffering? That's on daf. Kuvhav. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn about Bilam's advice to set up tents and sell linen as a way to harm Klal Yisrael? That's on daf. Kuvav. Good. Number seven. Which of they learn how one should push away with the left but bring close to the right, not like how Elisha pushed away Gehazi with both hands? That's on daf. Kuvzayin. Good. Number eight. Which of they learn about the bracha that David HaMelech gave Shlomo that he shouldn't have sons or talmidim who burn their dishes, meaning behave destructively? That's on daf. Kuvgimel. Good. Number nine. Which of they learn about how David HaMelech failed the test with Bathsheba? That's on daf. Kuvzayin. Good. And number 10. Which have they learned that Ava Mivatel Shur Shal Gedula, the love voids the standards of dignified conduct as seen by Avram saddling his donkey? That's on daf. Kuvhei. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.